Everybody, it's your guy Taz the Angel, and we back, yeah me? Man, we here with another episode of Taz Be Thinking. And I'ma tell y'all, man, first of all, I just want to tell y'all thank you for tuning in, for listening, for liking, commenting, sharing, giving me feedback for all of these things. I truly, truly appreciate it. Like, man, you guys, you don't understand, and it's okay, but I appreciate you guys so much, which is why I try to make sure I give the best delivery I can and most sincere message I can. So this message will actually be an elaboration on a point that I made in one of my previous episodes. And I'll be talking about the two primary and, in my opinion, most genuine and natural expressions of love. And that is one, and truly number one in this order. Number one is sacrifice. Okay. Any person who not just has children but is an actual parent knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? Anyone who has actual family members, like, you know what I mean by this, right? So sacrifice. And the second most important and most genuine expression of love, again in my opinion, excuse me, is understanding. So to elaborate, and you know, the beginning, I'll be repeating the part that I said in the last message, of course, but in the Bible it says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. So they're letting us know how he feels about the entire world, right? Then they tell us how he expresses his love to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave. That's how he showed he loved us. Not by suddenly making everyone have 100 pounds of gold and silver in their basement or in their spare room in the houses back then or whatever they had. Not by making everybody rich and wealthy and able to buy whatever they want. Not by doing any of that. He gave. He sacrificed. And his son, right? Because again, parents, how many of us would sacrifice our child for somebody that we don't know in the neighborhood, in the next neighborhood down the street, or in the neighboring city? If somebody said, hey, I'm about to kill this dude that you ain't never met, I keep him alive if you let me kill your son. Look, I already know what y'all saying. You ain't got to tell me. I already know. I know. I'm with you. Okay? That's why I'm talking to you. I understand. But that's what I mean with the expression of love, man. He gave his son for people that we never met him. Of course, he met us. He created us. We haven't seen him. We haven't met him. Most of us don't even show an appreciation. Well, most of the humans don't even show an appreciation to him. They shun him. Right? And yet, those people are the people he sacrificed his son for. So sacrifice. And then understanding is the second. Because so many times, we believe that the way we want to express love is a way that our partner wants to receive it. And that's not always the case. Most of us have at least heard the term love languages by now. And if you haven't, please check them out. Go look and see which ones you believe are more compatible with you and your personality type. But you know, you have physical touch, acts of service, quality time. I want to say it's five of them. Extra service, quality time, physical touch. I think like buying gifts, like making purchases is one. Because extra services, you can be rubbing somebody's feet. But, you know, I don't want to waste time. I apologize. I was getting sidetracked. So, focus. So if you're aware of the love, if you're aware of the love languages, then you know what I'm talking about. And if not, please go look those up to learn more about yourself, you know. But understanding, because if I want to express my love in buying things for a person who has no interest in materials, they are more quality time, then I may be expressing love, but that doesn't mean that my partner feels the love that I'm trying to express to them. So we have to take time out to understand, how does our partner want to receive love? And we have to ask questions. And that's why it's always best for us to first, before we get into relationships, do the internal work to learning ourselves. So when our partners ask us these things, we can easily give them the answers. And the same the other way. They can give us the answers and we can build an almost encyclopedic knowledge on our partners because of how well they know themselves. So that's why it all starts with self. One of the many reasons why it starts with self. But, you know, again, learning how they need to be loved. So if you have a partner whose love language, the way they want to receive it is quality time, then maybe your acts of service could fit in. You know, spend quality time while rubbing their feet. Or, you know, have them come in the kitchen with you and cook them a meal. You know what I mean? We can blend, we can merge our love languages to allow them to meet together beautifully, which is what, you know, I believe it's supposed to look like. Because if we're both strong in the same areas and weak in the same areas, then we are always susceptible to attack, always. But when you allow me to be strong in certain areas and I allow you to be strong in the areas that I'm weak in, you know, when we do that with each other, you allow me to be your strength in your weak areas and I allow you to be my strength in my weak areas. And of course, this is, we're all doing this under the submitting of God. But, you know, we're talking about relationships right now. You know, when we do it that way, that's when it's going to last. That's when it's going to stick, right? Because we're prioritizing the other person's experience, not even their feelings, their experience in this marriage or this partnership, in this relationship, whatever it is. It could even be friends. You still have to have a level of understanding, because if you're a person who likes to do a lot of pranks but your friend doesn't, you don't want to keep doing that because you could lose a friend, right? So it's not just people you want to be with romantically, it's about people you want to have in your life for a long period of time. We have to learn to understand ourselves first and then learn to apply the knowledge that we've attained through self-reflection into understanding other people, because we'll start to see some of our tendencies in them and be able to identify them faster. So once we start to understand them and the things that they need, then our bonds become unbreakable, because we know that we will always prioritize the other, and because of that, we are both always a priority and always prioritized, right? So all in all, guys, focus on learning yourselves and realize that not just caring about someone a whole lot, not just being fond of someone or liking them a whole lot, those don't mean love. If you aren't ready and willing to go without for that other person to have, you're not ready to be in love with them. And if you're not ready to understand how they need to be loved without just shoving your brand of love on them, then again, you're not ready for that relationship. I thank you so much, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you later on the next episode of Taz Be Thinking.